Gas stoves and guns topped the agenda at Monday's House Rules Committee hearing as a conservative revolt within the House Republican caucus appears to have been resolved, at least for now. That clears the way for the House of Representatives to take action on high-priority bills that are key parts of Speaker Kevin McCarthy's legislative agenda, namely two resolutions dealing with guns and gas stoves. After the conservative mutiny stalled a series of scheduled votes last week, the House Rules Committee opened a hearing on the two resolutions Monday. Committee Chair Tom Cole, a Republican from Oklahoma, opened debate on H.J.R. 44, a resolution to repeal a rule regulating pistol-stabilizing braces.
It's clear from this latest action that the Biden administration is intent on eroding the Second Amendment and constitutionally protected rights of law-abiding Americans. I strongly believe the government should protect rather than restrict our rights under the Second Amendment. We should be supporting freedom and personal responsibility, and the House should ensure that our constitutional rights are protected, all of them.
The Biden administration's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rule would require enhanced background checks and regulations of a pistol accessory called a stabilizing brace, because it, in effect, turns a pistol into a more accurate short rifle. At least that's what Democrats and gun violence activists say, but there's little common ground there. Erin Hutchin is a Republican from Indiana and a co-sponsor of the resolution. She gave the Republican perspective.
In 2012, a man named Alex Bosco invented it to help a friend who was a disabled veteran continue to shoot safely. I think that's one of the more compelling aspects of what we're talking about and why we're here today. It's the impetus for this brace ATF has made illegal. It was designed to help our nation's veterans exercise their Second Amendment rights.
On the other side are the Democrats, like Teresa Legere Fernandez of New Mexico.
They are now rifles. And all we're saying is since they are rifles, treat them as a rifle. If it looks like a rifle, if it fires like a rifle, if it destroys like a rifle, have people go through the background checks and register it free of charge if you already have one.
Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York is the past chair of the Judiciary Committee. He read a list of mass shootings where a pistol brace was used, and he explained the reasoning behind the rule, going back to the 1934 National Firearms Act, which included short-barreled rifles widely used by violent criminals.
But in recent years, the gun industry discovered a way to circumvent the restrictions of the National Firearms Act by selling stabilizing braces, an accessory that allows a pistol to be fired from the shoulder, turning it into a deadly yet concealable short-barreled rifle.
Democrat Jim McGovern is the ranking Democrat on the Rules Committee. He says he does not understand the lack of outrage, and he also has a problem with the author of the resolution, Republican Andrew Clyde of Georgia.
The guy who is the author of this bill, I think has a conflict of interest. I mean, he sells these things, and he's the one who's pushing it. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. This place is all screwed up, in my opinion, right now.
In the end, the committee passed the resolution on pistol braces in a party-line vote. It also took up a potential federal regulation of gas stoves because of dangerous pollution, an issue that's become a conservative culture war issue. The committee passed H.R. 1615, the Gas Stove Protection and Freedom Act. Both measures now go to the Senate, where they would need to get 60 votes to move on to the desk of President Joe Biden. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.